Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Stepping Into My Power Blog Talk Radio Show with Dr. Imani Ma'at. This show is dedicated to bringing important health and wellness information, products, and services to communities in the U.S. and globally. Dr. Ma'at is a health educator, author, speaker, and health coach who is committed to helping others to step into their power and open doors to health, wellness, and prosperity. With her expert guests, this show is fun, informative, and serves as an awakening to those that are ready to wake up. So what are you waiting for? Enjoy this show and please invite others that you care about to listen in. There's no time like the right time, and the right time is now. Stepping Into My Power, Blog Talk Radio, starts right now.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment Day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Imani Ma'at, and you are tuned in for another episode of the Stepping Into My Power Blog Talk Radio Show. And boy, are the boards lit up this evening. We have something very, very, very exciting to share, and I know that we've had a couple of shows where we talked about community crowdfunding, But this evening, we actually have such a treat because we're going to have a roundtable discussion to hear from actual participants in the community crowdfunding program. Some in Atlanta, there may be people on the line from other cities. So this is really a treat because we get to hear about some of the ways. It's one thing to hear a description of, you know, so what is crowdfunding? But then to actually hear how it's making a difference in people's lives and in the difference in their programs and their goals and their dreams. So let me first want to thank everyone who has decided to join us and participate in this call this evening, even those who are not going to be speaking. But again, we have a lot of people who are anxious to share with our listeners the benefits that they're getting from community crowdfunding. Let me just do a brief overview for those who may have missed some of the earlier shows and are not quite familiar. Crowdfunding is the Internet's number one newest, most exciting phenomenon and social trend for raising funds. It's an idea of, say, passing a basket around a church with a large crowd of people being able to contribute small amounts of money, which combined meet the financial goal of any organization, group, or individual. Forbes magazine says crowdfunding is the next big trend. And it's a worldwide phenomenon that is now helping to make the dreams of people just like you and me come true every day to the tune of $5.1 billion in 2013, over $15 billion in 2014, and the World Bank estimates that it's going to hit over $96 billion in the next few years. This is major, 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 major. So we want to make sure that nobody misses out on this opportunity to grow your business, to grow your dreams. Another thing that we've looked at is comparing crowdfunding to the other major players in the global economy, such as Facebook. Facebook in 2013 was neck and neck with crowdfunding, and crowdfunding has reached over $15 billion in 2014. That's billion with a B, and it has now outperformed Facebook by billions. That is huge. That is huge. So we want to tell you, you know, some of the details. Lots of people, you hear stories in the news of people who've been able to raise large sums of money. Most people have a heart and want to see folks do well and want to see folks meet their goals and their dreams. So do you have a dream? Do you have a project, an aspiration, something that's close to your heart, something that makes it go pitter-patter, that you think about, that you lose sleep about, and you just have not been able to launch it because of the lack of funds, the lack of time? So what is your dream? Starting or expanding a business, building or renovating a church, creating projects to make a better world, funding home improvements, funding college loans, weddings, buying a new car or a home, or paying off your loans, your bills, your mortgages, creating a retirement fund. So many people, at one point in time, people would work at the same job all of their life, so they'd have a real nice nest egg of a retirement fund. And now many of us work 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 jobs in our lifetime and just don't have that nest egg saved up. So this is a real good way to do that. And so I'm going to, because I really want to spend time this evening listening to some of the actual projects, what I'll do is tell you a little bit about mine. As many of you know, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a health educator, and I was able to, with funds from community crowdfunding, finish my most recent book, which is Healthy Haiku 3, How to Fight Childhood Obesity, One Poem at a Time. It has lots of science and poetry and activities for the families to address childhood obesity and family obesity. Children don't get obese by themselves, and it really takes a village to address this issue. So in this book, it has strategies that can be used by teachers, by families, by mentors and youth organizations and churches. So I'm real excited about this, and it had been on my back burner for a while because I just didn't have the time or the funds to really launch this and publish this third book in my Healthy Haiku series. And so my goal and my dream is to bring these workshops and these programs around the world to at least 1 million families, to help make a dent and to change attitudes and behaviors around nutrition, around exercise, and so forth. So that's just my project. And I'm real excited because within this particular community crowdfunding platform, we actually support each other's projects, which is why I thought it would be so nice to hear from other people who are also involved and whose projects we're also supporting. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce somebody who he's the first person that actually told me about community crowdfunding. We call him King Hassan, Salim Hassan. He's in Baltimore. He's an amazing, amazing person and leader and just really down to earth. And he's all about trying to help other people. So I have just opened up his line. King Hassan, are you there?
Absolutely. I'm so grateful that you allowed us to come on and share this amazing opportunity for humanity. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me share with you. Let me once again share with you my project and the reason why I started our crowdfunding community. My project is to help homeless mothers with children. It's a big flight of that in the Northeast that you see people taking advantage of ladies with children for all crazy reasons. So my goal now is to buy a home that can house 14 mothers and charge them no rent. And we are building the project today by the funds that we have raised through crowdfunding. It's a great humanitarian effort. Mm-hmm. We don't have government for any money. We have the cash available for them. So that's my project. I've been working with the community since May of this year and have done some remarkable things. I started with just myself, and now we have a community. Over 700 people is in my community right now. And I'm happy every day because when I wake up every morning, my account says ching ching and hello, and that makes me so smile.
And, that is wonderful.
And with the diversity that we have in the great peach state of Georgia and across the country, we are in Texas, Seattle, L.A., my communities, and I have one in Canada, and it's growing tremendously. So I'm happy to be a part of this community. I travel and do lectures for the company, and I'll be in Atlanta the following month to meet most of you beautiful people. And I'm so wonderful, grateful for that you guys gave me opportunity to share with you. And if you need me again, I'm always there available for you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, we look forward to meeting you here in Atlanta maybe a month from now. We're having a huge meeting celebration every last Friday of every month. So we have a very special program in store here in Atlanta this Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Stonecrest Mall. So we look forward to having you at our meeting next month. I'm not sure where it's going to be next month, but we're working on those arrangements right now. So we'll be in touch, King Hassan. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to continue with the roundtable discussion, and I'm actually going to try to leave the lines open as I add people. If it gets too noisy, I'm going to ask people to mute themselves if they're not speaking. But let me open the line now for someone who's become a very dear friend of mine. She's a college professor. She is she's a program director and she does so many things and has a major program through community crowdfunding that she's developing in Nigeria for orphans and for connecting orphans with women and providing housing. And I'm not going to steal her thunder, but Dr. Osemeri is an amazing, amazing person, an amazing member of our team here in Atlanta. Dr. Osemeri, how are you?
I am blessed. I'm blessed, and I'm very excited to be a part of this discussion. Greetings to everyone.
This is
an empowering program, and I thank you, Dr. Mani, for inviting me to be a part of the show. And so glad to hear from King Hassan. And this is what it's all about, people helping each other in this journey to financial independence, making money through community engagement. I'm just so excited. If I may just take a moment, because some people ask me, well, why? What else do you do? Why is this all you do? You know, that sort of thing. So I tried to give my a little bit about my background, so which is obviously a means of introduction. I just want to let you know what are some of the things that I do. First of all, I have a background. I have a doctorate in natural theology. I have a PhD in clinical psychology. I'm a clinical psychologist by education. And I'm the founder and chancellor of the African Continental University. We're very excited. We get ready to get accreditation. And that's a lot of work. So that's one aspect of what I do that I'm very, very proud of, and I devote a lot of time to that. I'm also a senior grant writer, and I'm a professor at the University of Phoenix, where I teach courses in leadership to MBA students. And finally, I'm the president of the African Women Economic Consortium. This is an organization of women taking proactive action for change in the lives of displaced women and children. And I'm so grateful to be a project manager with WeShare Community Crowdfunding, because this has been a very good decision for me, because it's helping me to fund my program. It's adding to, you know, I write grants, and I have a grant that I've written. I'm waiting for it to come through. But in the meantime, this gives instantaneous funds. My WeShare crowdfunding project is the AWEC Village of Hope. It is a sustainable energy village for the care of displaced women and orphan children in Abia State, Nigeria. It also involves the community development for this village called Nkuru. Nkuru is in the eastern part of Nigeria, and are very excited about the project and supporting, prepared to support the children that will be housed there. And what we want to do is move this program from village to village. It's a grassroots program, and just move it throughout Africa. And also we want to use it as a means of welcoming African Americans home so they become part of the community, and help with, you know, with farming, and that's a long story, but all agricultural development and cottage industry, all those sort of things, schools, health clinics, those sort of things are going to be there. So I'm very, very excited, and I share this information to let you know that I love research. I do research, lots and lots of it. I make my living teaching the art of research, and I'm an advocate for knowledge-based decision-making. So becoming a part of any program is not an impulsive thing for me. I want to know how it works. Additionally, being a senior grant writer who conducts workshops in grant writing, it means that I have to research avenues for fundraising. You see, when you write a grant, the grant maker wants to know how you're going to sustain your program after the money they give you runs out. So WeShare crowdfunding has become the platform that I provide. I refer my students or those individuals that I write grants for as a means of raising funds that they can actually show the funders that they are raising funds so that they can get their grants. So this is an exciting program. And I just want to add one thing before I go any further in terms of, I don't know, do you want me to keep going, Dr. Emmanuel, or do you want me to kind of pause if you want to talk to? Hello?
Why don't you continue for another minute or two, and give a little bit more of the details, because I think some people say, well, what is it? How does it work? So if you can do like the elevator version of how it works in terms of giving in order to receive, I think that's really important for people to hear that.
Yes. So the important thing about one of the reasons why I go into this is because of how you make money out of it, right? You find that when you come into this program, the minute you come into this program, you start making money. It's really quite that simple. How do you join? I get asked a lot of questions. Well, how do I join the program? First of all, you are invited by project managers such as I, such as Dr. Imani, or anybody who's already in the program, because you need funding for your project. So you register with the project manager by donating $200 to his or her project. Now, the project manager is your gateway into WeShare crowdfunding. Now, in some cases, you don't really even have to donate $200. You can come in free or even with just $50 and start getting donations. However, you get three opportunities to generate funding for your project when you do donate $200 to the project or the individual who referred you. Direct funding through a PayPal account that you because you're going to receive a page, a website, so you put a PayPal button on that, so you would get money that way. You can actually receive cash funding from people. You get donations through the referrals and also the leveling up. When you register, you will receive two websites. One is a .com and the other is a .net. The .com is for writing your project and showcasing it. Here you place a PayPal button for the community to give you support. You can invite people to donate directly to your site to support your project, or you can do a letter writing campaign, word of mouth, etc. Now, how do you level up? This is what you get. This is the second site, which is a .net. Here you get the back office where you can see your progress and get tools necessary for supporting your project and progress. You can see the seven levels that you will need to complete for more money to come to you. The higher you climb, the more money you get. Each level helps you make additional money. That's a reiteration. As you donate to the community, you level up to the next level. As long as you're donating into the community, the higher you will climb, the larger the community under you, and the more your opportunity to receive a percentage of the activities of the individuals that are coming into the into your community. It is important to know that when people donate to your project, you can keep every penny of it if you choose. However, there are two buttons, and I call them buttons, in your .net site. One is red and one is green. You have the ability to turn them on or turn them off. Red for off and green for on. When the red button is on, you have elected to keep all the funds you received when a referral donates to your project and registers. However, if the button is on green, that means that you wish to donate to the community or three projects above you and qualifies you. This qualifies you to level up. None of the money that you use to level up should come out of your pocket. It comes from your willingness to share a little bit of your surplus in this way. Each level, I remember I said we have seven levels. Each of those levels have three steps. Each step has an associated amount. When you donate the amount on each step in a level, you step up to another level. Each level has a set amount that you need to contribute. These are not percentages, but set amounts. They do not change. After you make your donations, regardless of how much money you receive, the rest of the money is yours to keep. Now, I indicated there are seven levels. The first level, once you come into the business, once you make your donation to the person who referred you, once you come in, that's $200. That automatically clears you of the first level, and then you'll go into the second level. Now, when you get donations from people you refer, you make another donation. You clear all the steps. When you clear all the steps, that will amount to about $320. That will clear you on level two. And you get to level three, $640 will clear you of all the steps in level three and move you to level four. $1,280 will clear you level four, move you to level five. $2,560 will clear you of level five. Once you complete all the amounts for each step, that will move you to level six. and 5,120 will move you to will finish level 6 for you and move you to level 7. And level 7 is $10,240. But remember, these are coming from people you're referring and from the work, from the business that individuals underneath you, the community that you're building. As you're leveling up, you're building communities under you. And the donations that those community members, people under you, are the work they're doing, the funds they're raising, some of that is kicking up to you, and some of that you can use to actually elevate yourself up. And then when you're at level 7, you don't have to do any more donation. Everything now comes to you, and you do as you please. But let me just say this before I hand it over to you, Dr. Imani. It's important for people to realize that what makes you, what makes this business very, very important, not business, I know we're not supposed to say business, but what makes this program very exciting, really, is the fact that you are being rewarded for helping the community. That is the platform, helping the community. As you level up, you are supporting programs up above you. And as you're supporting them, you're leveling up, and then the community down or below you are helping you as well. So that's one of the things that's exciting about leveling up, and I encourage a lot of people, please, as much as possible, remember the whole foundation of this program is to level up, to help the community. As you build, as you donate, so you receive as well.
Okay, that was a wonderful overview. And the nice thing is about this also, Dr. Osemuri, is that it's all voluntary. You know, there is nobody that's going to be calling you saying, well, you know, you haven't leveled up in a while, and so when are you going to do that? There's no pressure. You know, everyone is a mature adult in this program. We're here to support each other but not pressure each other. So that's a nice
that's
thing.
Fine.
The whole theme is, you know, people know that the saying of the great motivator Zig Ziglar, and he said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you will get what you want. And it's really the, you know, giving to receive and giving to receive. And the amounts of giving are very small relative to the amount that you can receive. So thank you for that. And I think, like I said, the board is just lit up tonight. What I'm going to do is open up the boards one by one and just ask people to, in 2 minutes or so, just say a little bit about how community crowdfunding has impacted your life or your dreams or your program. And we're going to try to do this as expeditiously as possible so that we have time to take some calls near the end. So first, I would like to ask, let me see, the first one on the board is Sister Akua. Sister Akua, hold on 1 second, please. Hey, how are you?
Divine greetings.
Divine greetings to you as well. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fairly well. This is my first time to the round table, so I really just prefer to listen tonight.
Oh, sure. That's so. I'm just glad that you're here and that you're part of our team. You bring so much light and sunshine to what we're doing just when you walk in the room. So I'm glad that you walked in the room to be with us on the radio this evening, and I wanted to acknowledge you. So continue listening, okay? And I'm going to ask Mr. Walter to share some comments. Mr. Walter Williams, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
How are you? And I know you were on with us recently talking about your project, which has to do with me and you and helping people to understand about the importance of taking in live and raw foods for nourishment. Tell us a little bit about your experience with community crowdfunding and anything that you think would be interesting for people to hear and inviting, because we want people to truly get this and come on board with us.
Well, I think that the most valuable thing that I see in it is that it's a chance for people to get funding for whatever it is that their project or what their needs are, and it doesn't matter exactly what it is. You know, it's just that, and it's not based on, somebody feeling sorry for you or something along that line, and then, or either you have been getting national attention through the radio or the television, but it's just people helping one another. And it's a chance for people that didn't have the opportunity to get the funding from a bank or either get grants or anything like that, and they're in times of need. And it just seemed like a wonderful thing because it seems to me is that that's one of the biggest hurdles that people run across in life is not being able to get the things that they need to accomplish the goals that they want to go, that they have. Mm-hmm. And so that's what really turned me on about it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that seems to be the most essential thing is that part, even more so than, you know, the earning of a lot of funds, which is just a given. That's a byproduct in the process of not earning but getting donations. So you can get your projects done. Let me make sure, because this is not a business. It's just donating to one another so we can get out, each and every one of us can get our projects done. And I think that's wonderful. I have to tell you that my battery is running low because I've been out working, cutting, doing sheetrock, and doing other things. So I'm not going to be able to stay on long, but I did want to, just say a little something and whatnot. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Walter. We enjoy your energy and your contributions to the team. And for me, one of the biggest parts of this is the teamwork and all of us being able to support each other and hear about each other's projects and contribute to each other's projects. So I apologize because I'm going to be calling out some numbers. The last four are 4303. Good evening. I have opened your line. It's an Atlanta number, 4303. If you're muted, please come off of mute and tell us who you are. Okay. Sometimes people don't hear their numbers. I've got 5360 also in Atlanta. And I opened up that line, 5360-60.
Hello, Dr. Mann. This is UD. Can you hear me well? Hello, can you hear me well?
Yes, Dr. UD. Absolutely. Yeah, coming through loud and clear. How are you?
I'm great. Great job you're doing. Thanks for the roundtable. That's absolutely beautiful. I'm excited. And by the way, I'm Beauty Onyoha, and my project is the African calendar, which is our original African calendar system prior to the introduction of the Gregorian calendar to Africa. And my business is concerned with trying to bring people of African ancestry together under one common cultural focus, because I believe that unity is what lies in that community. And if we could at least try to unify the African community globally, that's a lot of power, and that's what we need. There's strength in numbers, and hopefully the African calendar will be able to, you know, bring us all together, add to the conversation, be able to promote African culture and traditions and African togetherness, just like the Chinese calendar does for the Chinese people, the Jewish calendar does the same for the Jews, and so on and so forth. But having said that, We Share crowdfunding, to me, is more than just the money part of it, because that's a given, like the last gentleman just said. It is a given. Mm-hmm. I look at the bigger picture. You know, I close my eyes sometimes, and I just imagine the hundreds of thousands and even millions of people all over the world that have dreams that they're not able to pursue simply because of the fact that, you know, they're not able to fund it. You know, they don't get loans from the bank or whatnot. And I just think about the fact that those people out there with all these dreams are people that we can help make their dreams come true. These are people that can be in a community right behind you. That is your resource, both for the financial aspect of it and also to be able to build strength, financial strength, using WeShare crowdfunding helmed by Team Tyson. So for me, that's where the excitement comes from. Just the fact that you have all these people out here in this world that have dreams, and Team Tyson, WeShare crowdfunding is just a beautiful avenue for them to realize their dreams. And the money will come with it. but the level of strength that we could build by networking everybody together, that's a lot of power. That's a lot of financial, you know, opportunity right there. And I bet right now the banks are probably shuddering.
Yes, yes, probably. And, you know, what you're saying is so true. I was driving today and I saw a young guy standing, you know, how people stand near the lights as you're coming off the highway, and his sign, and it really caught my attention because it said, just out of jail. You know, and there are so many people who once you get released from jail or prison, you know, it's not like they give you a home or a job or anything. I mean, and this guy's out in the street, and it just really touched my heart. And as Dr. Osimiri said, you can start this with no money. You can come into the community. There's a place for everyone. Of course, you build faster when you pay $50 or $100 or $200. But, you know, there are people who are really struggling, and I know that it's possible for people to build from the ground up, so that they can actualize their dreams. So thank you, Brother Udi, for that. I appreciate you. And I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Energy and what you bring to the team as well. So next I have 4861. It's a 678 number here in Atlanta. Good evening. 4861 in Atlanta. And I know I probably have some people who are just listening in, and that's fine. We appreciate you being there. I'm going to go to Dr. Chisulo, again, one of the leaders here in Atlanta, doing really, really, really good work. Dr. Chisulo, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing marvelous, Dr. Imani. Thank you for the
wonderful
call. I have so much excitement, so much I want to share. I'm going to try to be brief if I can.
You got 2 minutes, Dr. Chisulo.
Okay, so let me get moving quickly.
Okay.
The first thing I want to just talk about of giving thanks. Thanks for this new community that I had no idea about. And what I mean, a community, there's a community of people that now not only do I respect, but I've developed a sense of unity and integrity with them. Dr. Imani, Dr. Osimiri, Dr. Rashida, Namdi. One of the benefits I did not think it was about was the people that I have grown close to and have a sense of self-dependence on. And it's a wonderful feeling to, you know, so my community is building. That's one of the untalked about benefits. But more important, there's more benefits that I've received by joining this platform, community, crowdfunding, and that is not only do I have a funding platform where I can have my project funded, but also a funding source. It's wonderful to have money handed to you, money put into your account, and money shared. And it gives me an opportunity, and this is another benefit that I didn't think of, but I want everyone to know, is it gives me the privilege to donate to other people's projects. People
yes.
That need what I have, the little that I have, and but it can go a long way. And a lot of people are doing exactly what I'm doing. They're starting something new, and they just need a little something. And so I feel a lot of gratitude and a lot of thanks that I can fund other people's project as well as get my project. So that's a tremendous benefit. And it's a promotional tool, a wonderful promotional tool. Now, Dr. Imani, you know, talking about internalized racism, that's not a big conversation, but talking about a remedy to internalized racism, nobody knows about that. But I have a promotional tool to promote the reality that there's a problem that's really causing a lot of hurt in our communities. and it's not talked about. It's what we've internalized about racism that goes all the way back to the days that our ancestors were enslaved. And then a lot of that's been carried forward, although our ancestors were emancipated, but still. And then we were sent to school. And there's a lot of stuff that we need to be aware of what we're carrying within our psyche. And that's what the Freedom Remedy is all about. Not only getting to the fact of what's within us, what have we internalized that's causing me or you not to operate at our most effective ability.
Right.
So
I just want to say, and that's so consistent with the theme of this show in terms of stepping into our power. You know, there are things internalized in us that keep us from being all that we can be. So I'm so excited about the dialogues with you, and I know that people in the community across the world, the global community, will be able to benefit from the work that you're doing, Dr. Chisulo. And I so appreciate you. I really appreciate you. And I don't know if you all heard, but I was disconnected for a second, maybe a minute, while you were speaking. And I was so glad I was able to log back in because this is such a good discussion.
Wow.
I needed to end it. So thank you so much for being there and being part of the team. And I'm going to put you back on mute. Thank you. And we'll talk some more. Okay, please hold on.
Okay.
Please stand by. Next, I'd like to open the line. It's a 214 area code. The last four are 3388. Good evening. Good evening. Would you like to join the conversation? It's a 214 area code.
Yes, Dr. Imani. I tell you, I'm just inspired to no end as I listen to all of the great, wonderful stories about people helping people and making a difference in humanity. Wow, it's amazing.
And who is
so
this? Is this John? John Ross?
This is John Ross.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
And thank you so much for all your hard work and your discipline to help bring this outstanding platform and opportunity to fund other people's projects to our community. I tell you, I'm amazed. You know, I'm with the Next Level team, and that's what I do, build Next Level team for businesses who are looking for resources and partnerships. I remember I used to run from people who would come to me with no money and come to me with just great ideas but no resources within their own pockets to fund their ideas. But after I saw WeShare crowdfunding, I saw a whole nother possibility, a whole nother level of potential to be able to help people I'd never been able to help before. So now I run and I find them, and I show them WeShare crowdfunding and how they can become a part of a global community that believes in sharing and receiving, giving and receiving, and working together upon those kind of principles voluntarily. So I'm just grateful to be a part of this community. I am just inspired to no end.
And we are grateful to have you. You know, we're just starting. We're just coming out the gates. I started in August. So we've really just, this is October. You know, we've only been up and running here in Atlanta for about less than 3 months. And we have, there are a couple of other people that may have come into the community before I started, but I know that we've been getting a lot of momentum and really good people like you who are already dedicated to helping people to find sustainable funding sources. So thank you so much for all that you do, John, and for you know, joining us with this mission. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're quite welcome. It's a joy.
Thank you. And so now I'd like to, I think this is Brother Namdi, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
And I just want to tell everyone, Namdi is probably one of the youngest members of our team. He's Dr. Osimiri's son. And he is our technical leader, and he has been so supportive of everyone on our team. It's like he's always willing to help. He has webinars going now on different evenings, and he's created a logo for the Team Titans. Tell us a little bit about Team Titans, because that has become a huge part of who we are, and you're part of the brains, one of the main brains behind Team Titans. So talk to our audience a little bit about that, please.
All right. Well, first and foremost, even before I can even speak on what the Titans are. Number one, I'm a graphic designer, and I understand that, especially with the representation of what this program actually offers. It's talking about community, it's talking about unity, and it's also talking about upliftment, empowerment. So that was one of the reasons why I came up, or we talked about it. We originated the name Team Titans for this group, because when you listen, especially when you listen to all the people that have already talked, their goals are monumental. Their projects are monumental. And this is coming from individuals that nevertheless would actually get the opportunity to express or even share those monumental goals with a community. And when those monumental goals come together, you're creating something that is beyond monumental. It's becoming something that's titanic. And that's one of the reasons why we create, we even use thoughts, extremely large goals. And this is powerful individuals that are coming with this, and they're coming together. And I couldn't find any other name that would actually work, that would exemplify what it is that we actually want to represent in this community. Because when you have people that see the importance of building with other people, people helping people. I mentioned the Zig Ziglar line. You help people get what they want, you'll get what you want. If you find people at the same mentality and the same level, you're gonna begin to surround yourself with those type of people. I'm telling you right now, the reason why I'm so excited about this whole thing, and I'm super hype about this whole thing. I am a big advocate of people helping people. I am a big advocate of community building. I am a big advocate of surrounding myself with people of the same energy, the same of mind frame. And it's basically like lions running with lions, sharks swimming with sharks, eagles soaring with eagles. Because when you have the ability to do that, You're not just going to make an impact in just one community. You're going to make an impact in the world. You might actually shift the way this world actually runs. And this right here gives people the opportunity to get the necessary funding that they need. And I will say this, the one crazy thing that even first heard about crowdfunding, somebody mentioned it to me probably about a year ago, and they mentioned crowdfunding. And I was, I was doing network marketing, and I was really involved with those. And I was helping build up someone else's brand and someone else's business. So when they mentioned crowdfunding, I didn't even pay attention to what it is that they were talking about. I was too busy actually trying to build this other thing and try and live the life that I wanted to live, pushing someone else's product. And I had goals, I had dreams, I have projects that I want to actually make happen. When he mentioned it, I didn't pay any attention to it. And then I was organization to me, and the minute I hopped on board, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely gonna do my research, because I liked it off jump. I liked it off jump. But I remember, I think it was 2 days after I joined, I woke up early, had to run out super early, had to run out, got in the car, and while I'm driving, I turned on the radio. And I'm hearing that Fortune 500 companies are setting up hedge funds using crowdfunding. So I'm sitting here like, wait a minute.
Maybe.
Did he say Fortune 500 companies? And then they were talking about Forbes, and then Wall Street is hopping on and doing the exact same thing. I was like, wow, the power of this is absolutely crazy. But the more important thing is, just I believe it was Yudi, he mentioned earlier, and another gentleman actually mentioned earlier, is all of a sudden you're giving people the ability to live their dreams and make things happen, leave their dreams and make things happen without having to depend. People understand that. Let me say it again. This allows you to get the funding that you need and the ability to live your dreams without depending on the bank, because the minute you go to a bank for a loan, you are going to get caught. They will own you. They will rape you, excuse my French, but they will take a hold of your life and they will not let go. So this allows people to be able to live their dreams. It allows people to be able to get what they need to make things happen and build with their community, especially creative individuals, because sometimes they call us starving artists. And it's true because, you know, it's true. We're so artistic and we're articulate when it comes to... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to wrap it up in like 10 seconds.
Okay, because we got to hold it. I love hearing you speak. I'm so inspired by you. I could listen to you all night.
No problem. I'll wrap it up, though. I'll definitely wrap it up. Like, this allows people, especially, like, for the younger generation to be able to build within their community and recognize the necessity of building with people. So that's all I have to say. And I thank you for doing this. I really thank you for allowing me to come on and speak.
Oh, you're so welcome. I can't imagine doing it without you. You're such a force in our community. So thank you, Nambi. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to move to a 210 number. The last four are 1652. 1652. Are you there with us? Are you on mute? Unmute yourself. I know that's a New Jersey number to begin with, I believe. 201. Hello.
How you doing, everybody?
Hi. Who is this?
My name is Joe. I'm from New Jersey. I have a friend of mine who introduced me to crowdfunding. His name is Hanif.
Oh, good. Good. All right. So are you enjoying what you're hearing? And so have you been involved with it, or are you listening to consider getting involved?
No, I was listening to consider getting involved. The two of us are pretty much young entrepreneurs trying to benefit on helping our community grow as well as our own personal lives.
Wonderful. Well, this is, you hear the excitement and the energy and the enthusiasm that the people are speaking with. And again, it's only been a couple of months for most of us, but it's just getting better and better every day. So I really do hope that you choose to come on board with us and do this wonderful work for your program and for others that can benefit. Can you tell us a little bit about your big dream, or you know what it is that you're hoping
to do? Sure. Yeah. I've always had multiple dreams of, you know, being my own boss. I don't really like to have people tell me what to do. Between myself and Hanif, we grew up together. We always try to be, you know, as helpful as we can. We are involved in organizations that help the community. And this is another way, like the young gentleman was saying, how the banks take advantage of people. You know, when we go to school, no one teaches us how the economy works, how money works, you know, how to use money, how to benefit ourselves. So this is something that we can definitely use as a tool to educate everybody and help them who can't be helped by the banks, who don't have good credit, you know, or don't have the funds to help themselves. And with a little bit of the information that I got today, I have a better understanding of how everything works. So definitely we'll be communicating with Hanif to get this rolling.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to hearing more from you. You said your name is Joe?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and please continue listening. We've got a couple more folks who are holding on, and they've been so patient. So let me try to get in a couple more callers and hear what they're up to. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe. Okay.
No.
Okay. So I also have an Atlanta number that ends in 9018. It's a 678 number, 9018. Good evening. And I also have a 914 number ending in 6369. I think I know who that is, but I want to be surprised. 914, and the last are 6369. Good evening. Hello, hello. My Westchester colleague, 914. If you're muted, please unmute yourself.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I was muted. Hi.
Hey, is this Judith?
This is Judith.
How are you? So good that you could join us this evening. You're now in South Carolina, right?
I am now in South Carolina, about 3 hours from you, so I'm going to try to make it down there. I'm feeling all of the energy. I'm loving everything that you guys are doing. And it is just re-energizing me.
Well, good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. You know, you were one of the first people to jump on board, so we definitely wanted to keep your energy high, and I know you've had some family, you know, some family losses, and we send our condolences, and we're just glad that we got you back, and I really do hope you can come out on Friday to meet the team. But tell us what you're doing and why you chose to get involved with community crowdfunding.
Sure. First, I want to say thank you. Thank you for your condolences, as well as thank you for all that you're doing on this platform that you've given us. The reason why we joined is very similar to what many others have said. My husband and I, our project is Eyes on Crime, and for the last 30 years, we have worked in government or in human services in one form or fashion, and we're always helping. Even when you're running those programs, there's not enough money to support the program. So we want to provide a conduit through which individuals can get the training that they need so that they're able to get the jobs and or open businesses that they want, and they don't have to be turned down by the banks or by others to say, no, you can't do this because of your background. Or you can't do this
right.
Because you don't have money. So there's not going to be the no. It's going to be the how can we get this done? Because we believe that our community is very talented, and we just need the wherewithal to get where we need to be. And helping one another to get there is what it's all about. So it was a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
For me. You know, I'm going to help Dr. Imani get where she wants to be. Because I know I'm
going to
get help. We're
going to
do it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, thank you so much, Judith. I'm just delighted to have you on board. I look forward to you coming up to Atlanta, hopefully this Friday. And, you know, there's so much to share. And like you said, you hear the enthusiasm from the other folks who've been on the line. It's really, really a good group. And the nice thing is people are their dreams and their visions are bigger than themselves. It's really about helping other people, which is nice. And, you know, ironically, this platform is also for people who need to pay off their mortgage or buy a car or, you know, something personal. But most of the people that we're seeing, like you, are looking out at ways that you can help other people. And that to me is just so beautiful. And I'm just so glad to be connected with all of you. So it really is an honor. Thank you so much for joining us on the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll talk some more. I'm going to see if I can get in a couple more people. I can't believe it's almost 9 o'clock. And we can go over a little bit. Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get some more people. Thanks, Susan.
All right. Thank you.
Got an Atlanta number that ends in 9996. Good evening. If you're muted, please unmute yourself.
Good evening, Dr. Imani. This is D.R.C. Burgess.
Hey, D.R.C. Burgess. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So what do you think about what you've been – I know I've been sending you messages online and so
right.
forth, but you got to hear from some of the people involved. What do you think?
It's exciting. I have heard about crowdfunding before, but I don't know. I guess I just never had a lot of information about it, and I appreciate what you're doing with getting everybody together to inform us of how it works. Is this a time for me to ask you a question real quickly?
Sure. And if about I can't answer it, there's a lot of other people on behind. So, yes, what's your question?
Okay. I always thought that through crowdfunding, you know, you get involved, you post your information, you ask for donations, and then you're pretty much doing it on your own. I've never seen where people get together like you're doing here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it sounds like you're forming teams to for everybody to help each other. Or?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of community crowdfunding, because you can, within this community, you can sit there and do receive direct donations all day long. But as Dr. Osimiri mentioned, and I hope you heard that part, inside, once you're in the community, if you donate, say, to the three projects that came in ahead of you, that opens up more levels for you to receive from people that you don't even know. So that way you don't have to contact thousands of people on your own. If you get, say, three or four or five good people who then get three or four or five good people to donate to them, we've got numbers of people that are all supporting us. And that's why we talk to each other all the time. We're like, what are you doing? How's your project going? And we have the opportunity to support each other's projects. So this is really different from the traditional crowdfunding. There's no cutoffs, so you don't have to meet your goal in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days.
Okay.
It's continuous crowdfunding, so that takes the pressure off, you know, while you're building and earning. So, yeah, I'm glad you asked that, because it really is a unique concept with crowdfunding.
Yeah.
And you got the information about Friday? Did you get our big event on Friday? We're doing a the end of the month celebration and meeting and, you know, information, but it's mainly a celebration of all these, the projects you've heard, plus many others that have not spoken yet this evening on the radio. We're going to be at the Hilton Hotel.
I'll look for that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, so you haven't seen it?
I have not, but that doesn't mean I haven't received it, so I'll look for it.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you, and I'll tell everyone who's listening, we're going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn at Stonecrest Mall in Lithonia, right off of I-20. And the event is from 7 to 9 on Friday, this Friday the 30th, in 2 days. And all of our guests are free, so we've got complimentary tickets. When you get to the door, you just give the name of who invited you. You could, you know, certainly use my name. And it's going to be a kind of a sharing as we're doing this evening. Mm-hmm. It'll be similar to this, and you get to meet the people and pick their brains and ask questions. So hope you'll be able to.
Can we bring someone with us?
Absolutely. Please do.
Okay.
That would be great.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to put you down on my guest list.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in and for listening. Look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Okay, take care. So we have a 646, that's a New York number, 646, and it ends in 8931. Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Hi.
My name is Joy Tavares.
Joy?
And Darcy, that was just speaking to you, she texted me. And and told me about it. While in college, I heard about crowdfunding, but I had totally forgot about it. So when she texted me and told me to listen in, I just said, let me quickly, you know, join and just listen. I'm just listening, and I love what I'm hearing. So I hope she asks if she could carry someone, I hope it's me.
Well, absolutely. You're invited now, Joy, just for being on the radio with us this evening. You are definitely invited. So you and the RC and anyone else you want to bring, you just come on, and we'll make sure we have your names at the door. And we're excited to hear about it. Maybe in like a minute, you can tell us what your big dream is and what you would be interested in using crowdfunding for.
Okay, I have a project that I was very passionate about that I'm trying to work on. It's called Press Out Depression, because, you know, I first came up with an idea. I always tell people this. I first came up with an idea when Robin Williams passed away from that, and I also suffered from it. So I came up with, this idea of breast depression, and I, I wanted to go further, like how they have breast cancer walk, and looking for it. It's very, passionate to my, it's something that I would like to see come to light. So if crowdfunding can help me to do that and bring it to light, because I have a lot of stuff that I would like to have done, like have bracelets that have POD on it. It means pressed out depression. And hats and T-shirts and just, try to get it, out there, and help people that are, suffering from this, I call it, this a disease, actually,
It's major, Joy, and, you're not, clearly not alone. I mean, they say, like, one out of three adults has some period or whatever of depression throughout their life. Some people experience something every week, some every month. It's a major issue, and we don't talk about it that much, and so people suffering in silence, I know
it's
so
silent,
many people
that
can benefit. And, and the other nice thing about this group, in addition to the fact, and you heard a couple of people say, the money will come, but we're creating such a think tank, in terms of supporting each other's dreams and projects. Right. So you'll have people calling you saying, how can I help? Now, what do you need and what's going on? And just for you to bounce ideas off of, it's really, really a nice thing. And this is it's a special benefit that we hadn't even thought of before getting involved. We got involved because we needed funding, but we're getting so much more from that. And the community concept is helping us in so many ways, Joy. So we look forward to... Look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. So we'll see you then. And I think I have one more person holding on the line, and we're going to wrap this up. But thanks again, Joy. We'll see you soon. Okay. We have a 404 number. The last four are 5431. If you're muted, please unmute yourself. And... tell us who you are. You're here in Atlanta. Good evening.
Please, this is Phil.
This is Phil?
Yes. What's going on?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good.
Have you been listening to the discussion about crowdfunding?
Yes, yes. I miss actually quite a bit of it because I've been in and out. But I'm recording it here in my house so I can go back and listen again.
Oh, good. And we have, the shows are all recorded, so you never have to record it yourself. If you go on blogtalkradio.com/steppingintomypower, you will see the show there. And I always put it on Facebook and other places after the show as well. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Phil. Are you working on a big project or dream, or... have you gotten involved with community crowdfunding yet? What? Tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Oh, yeah, this is Stilts. I don't know if I wasn't clear.
Oh, Stilts, I'm sorry. I wasn't hearing you. Of course, I know who you are, Stilts. You're amazing. You're an important part of this community. Thank you so much for listening. Well, tell our listening audience about your project and what you're doing and what's motivating you to do crowdfunding.
I appreciate that. It's so much I kind of want to say. First, I would actually like to, if I could, just give out the URL address so that people could look at the entire thing after the call, because there's so much to say about it. But But I also wanted to thank Rashida, because Rashida is actually the one that brought me in, so I wanted to give her a shout-out real quick.
She's doing
Say again?
No, I didn't hear you. You said it, and I was looking for her on the line. I didn't see her line, her number lit up. But Rashida has been an amazing force in bringing crowdfunding here to the community. So I'm totally, totally grateful to her and salute her for all of her efforts. truly, truly, truly appreciate her for opening up the Star Theater. We've had many, many, many meetings there and welcomed the community in. So, yeah, thank you for giving that shout-out to her. I so appreciate you for doing that. Yes, yes.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, so yes. My web address is We Share.
Well, don't give your specific address because we haven't done that in fairness to everybody else. But, yeah, so, you know, the main address is wesharecrowdfunding.net. And I guess people can go there and get an overview. But also, for people who are listening and haven't been able to speak, make sure you get back to the person that first told you about this so that then you can get the individual, the individual URL. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, in a nutshell, my project is the Spirit Science Institute, which is an online school where I give classes. It's basically a metaphysical course that I provide. And there are a lot of other people that are also involved in terms of teaching, coming in as guest speakers and that sort of thing, but everything is online, so it stems from everything from education and people being able to come online and actually take the courses to also being able to purchase vibrational healing products from my online store and also get actual energy healing sessions with me from a long distance or in person. That is my boo. I am a shaman, an energetic surgeon, energy healer, astrologer, and many other things. It's been an amazing journey with crowdfunding so far.
Yeah, you're powerful. I definitely want to experience some of your healing work. I think, you know, in our community, we just need so much, like the sister who was talking about depression, we need so much work. It goes deep, you know, so that people can rise and be all that they can be. So the energy work is so, so very powerful. And we're going to make sure that, again, as I was saying to the young lady just now, that one of the nice benefits about this is that we're all connected with our projects and we're all referring people to each other's projects and seeing how we can help and how we can get involved. So when you hold functions, we'll all know about it. We'll all be there, you know, supporting you and contributing to which and benefiting from what you have to offer to us. So thank you. Thank you so much. I think we're good. I think someone may have dropped and come back on. So if you have like another minute still, if you'd like to share anything else.
Well, I would just like to say that to anybody that has questions or that is interested in just the whole system and the way that it works, please reach out and just ask. One of the things that Mike Hamlin said to us, I actually had the opportunity to see him speak in person at the first presentation I went to. And one of the things that, you know, he brought to our attention was, whatever you don't have, you only have because you don't ask. Basically, was what he was saying. And so, if there's a spark of interest, even if there's just a spark of interest, just ask the questions that you feel like you need to know the answers to, and then you can make an informed decision whether you want to do it or not. But I mean, I got all the answers I needed the first night. I even went up and talked to him afterwards and asked all the questions that I still hadn't had answered. And when he gave me the answers to all of those, that was all I needed. And I've been learning more every day while using it, so it's amazing.
We've been very grateful to Mark Hamlin, who Stilts is speaking of, who came. He's probably one of the first people to get involved with this particular community crowdfunding platform, and he's come to Atlanta twice to speak with us, to encourage us, and to help build our programs and to kind of get us off the ground. So we are truly, truly grateful to Mark. And the other person that I'm truly grateful to is King Hassan, who hopefully is still on the line, because I'm going to let him take to end the session with us, because King is the first person that told me about community crowdfunding. So it's really, mm-hmm. you know, the reason why we're growing so big in Atlanta is because of his, you know, stepping forward and sharing this with me and sharing this with another brother named Waluddin Sabir, who also told me about it. So thank you, Stilts. I'm going to turn it over to King Hassan to take us out and give us some words of encouragement. And that's how we're going to close out the show this evening. I'm so grateful to all of our guests and project managers who've come on board and talked about their experiences. I've learned so much tonight, so I hope that this has been informative for our listeners and for as well as for the people who are already involved. And we hope folks can come out this coming Friday. So let me turn over to King Hassan. Hopefully he's still with us. King Hassan,
yes,
are you there?
Can you hear me?
We certainly can, yes. We want you to give us some last words of encouragement and take us out for the evening.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Remember, as we conclude, that proper planning prevents poor performance. Tonight, we heard a phenomenal aspect of a lot of diversified people that had visions and goals. And now you have an opportunity to join aboard a journey that has an infinity depth that you can grow from. And we'd like to thank you. I look forward to come to Atlanta next month to see each and every one of you. And I look forward to having all of you on the seventh level and to your greatness. Good night.
All right. Thank you so much, Hassan, King Hassan, and thank you all. And we're going to just play a little bit of music to take us out, but thank you all. Have a wonderful evening. And if you haven't already, if you're in Atlanta and you haven't received tickets for the event on Friday, you can call 404-702-4382. We'll make sure you get tickets, 404-702-4382. Or call the person that first told you about this, and we'll make sure that everybody gets a seat, everybody gets a ticket. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll see many of you on Friday. Thank you all. Be well.